for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, July the 6th, 2019. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service, teaching on Spirit of Trauma.
I want to do something just a minute before I go into the breadth of the teaching today and the ministry. Do you know that the Proverbs, the Psalms, the Lamentations, and Ecclesiastes are called the wisdom books? Did you know that? How many need wisdom? How many know that you can call on the Lord and He'll grant you wisdom? That wisdom is, even in the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, there's nine gifts. There's a word of wisdom, there's a gift of the word of knowledge, a gift of the word of wisdom. Knowledge is something that under normal circumstances you can gain. You don't even need God's help to go gain knowledge. There are people that know what this says, but they don't have a clue what it means. You can go gain knowledge, but you need the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. But in the gift of knowledge, the gift of a word of knowledge, that means God tells you something you couldn't possibly know without Him. Counterfeit of that is things like what palm readers do and tarot cards. There's always counterfeits to the gifts of God. You need to know that. But this Word of God is rich, and in the Proverbs, it teaches you how to live. There's great words of deliverance in the Proverbs. Great words. Listen, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do a whole teaching on this one day. Probably walk through the whole book. That's not today. But I feel like I want to take us through a couple of Proverbs, and as we walk through that I see in there and that we read together, which I'll read, when we see something that says it could have been a snare or something that's affecting our life, we'll just go on and repent for it and do a little deliverance. And here's the deal. I believe what the Lord, even that's just kind of coming into place right now, this is for you. Take it home. Pick a proverb a day. Just reading a proverb a day will teach you how to live. It'll teach you things. Teach you and put God's wisdom. Now listen, so you get this knowledge of what God says is wisdom. They're called wisdom books for a reason. What God says, wisdom for living. And then you ask the Holy Spirit to bring you understanding on how to walk it out. But if you'll take this home and you read a proverb a day and look at the things that God says don't do and the things that you know you've done, then repent for it. Okay? If the things that He says in here cause good things, declare it over your life. And one thing I'm going to tell you that I just, here we go. Thank you, Father. You're a good God. I'm going to say it before I ever get started. Devil, be bound in every way, in Jesus' name. In every way, in Jesus' name. And Lord, get yourself glory and do what you're going to do. It's all you, Lord, always. It's all about you, Jesus. Proverb a day. It's 31 Proverbs. So that covers every day of the longest month and gives you a couple of bonus days on the other months. But read them and learn how to live and go through your words. I said it the other day, your words, your speech. If you want to really sink into your soul the depths of how important your words are, it's in the Proverbs. Take a highlight pen and highlight everything that has to do with speech or words. And the Bible says the things established by two or three witnesses, I promise you, you'll be astounded. And that's what, for me, when I began to learn, and I, you know, the power of words, and then I did that, and that sunk into me about how we should talk. Do my words agree with God? I promise you, if you're grumbling, they ain't agreeing with God. It's just, that's the language that invites the devil. If God inhabits the praise of His people, then I promise you the enemy inhabits grumbling and complaining. And all grumbling and complaining is against God, no matter who you're grumbling or complaining about. If you're born again, you have been made righteous. You know, those that say, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Well, my Bible tells me while I was yet a sinner, He died for me.
Yeah.
That means that I stepped over into a place where I'm no longer categorized as a sinner. I'm now a sanctified child of God who is capable of sinning that needs to live a repentant lifestyle. But if you think that you're just a trash sinner, like Carla said, those what she said, those preachers say, I'm not worthy. Well, look, on the one hand, on our merit, we're not. But He paid. He paid the price. Who am I to call me trash who He paid for? I mean, we need to get that. He paid. If Jesus paid for your shame, and He paid for your guilt, and He paid for it, who are we to keep it from Him? We're to give it to Him. He paid for it. Everybody say, I don't want to rob Jesus anymore. So I'm going to give Him what He paid for. Amen? So the words. So when I learned the power of words, and then I went through that walk into Proverbs with a highlight pen. I'm going to tell you something. God is telling you over and over and over and over, watch what you say. So yes, I can sin. Yes, you can sin, but your position is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's what He paid for. So on the one hand, you are grateful. We are grateful. We know we don't deserve it on our merit. We know that. There's nothing you can do to pay God back either, by the way, so quit trying. Just be. You do your good things because He loves you, and you love Him, and you're grateful. But you're not paying Him back. That's ridiculous. There's nobody paying Him back. There's not enough good deeds in the world to pay Jesus back. There's not enough money in the world to pay Jesus back. There's nothing you can do to pay Him back. The price is too steep. By the way, that's the value He placed on all of us too. Thank you, Lord. So on the one hand, we're humble before God. We know that it was on His choice and not our own goodness. He chose us because He placed His value. But on the other hand, to the devil, my position has got to be, listen, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You have nothing in me. And then you stay repentant. Proverb a day will teach you about words. So I'm going to start here. I'm just going to go through a couple of them and see what the Lord does with it. Proverbs number one, beginning of knowledge. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to young man knowledge and discretion. Say, Lord,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
thank you
for helping me to know wisdom
and instruction
and perceive the words of understanding. To receive instruction
of wisdom,
justice,
judgment,
and equity. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and in the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Say, Lord,
I repent. for being foolish and despising wisdom and instruction. I invite you to fill me with the fear of the Lord. And now see, if you look at Isaiah chapter 11, you're going to see one of the sevenfold spirits of God is the fear of the Lord. So you just invited him to fill you. Take a deep breath. Come on out, foolishness, in the name of Jesus. Let them go, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every spirit that would despise wisdom, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace under thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I repent,
in
Jesus' name,
for ignoring
good counsel,
for dishonoring
my father and mother,
for ignoring
the word of God.
I repent
for everyone
that I caused
to stumble.
In the name of
Jesus,
I repent
for everyone
that me
or my ancestors
defrauded.
I confess these sins.
I confess
the sin
of taking
what's not mine,
setting
traps for others.
I
repent
and confess
the sin
of
shedding blood,
of
being greedy.
And
I break these curses,
command
these spirits to go
in
Jesus' name.
Now
take a deep breath, let them go.
Let them go.
Come on.
Out, out,
out, out,
out.
In the name of
Jesus, let them
go. Let them
go.
Let them
go.
Go,
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 go.
The Lord rebuke
you. Go.
In
Jesus' name.
In
Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Lord.
Wisdom
cries without.
She utters her
voice in the streets.
She cries
in the chief
place of
concourse.
In the
openings
of the gates
in the city,
she utters her
words, saying,
how long,
you simple ones,
will you love simplicity?
And
the scorners
delight in
their scorning,
and the
fools hate
knowledge.
Turn you
at my reproof.
Behold,
I will
pour out my
spirit unto
you. I will
make
known my
words unto you.
Because
I have called
and you refused,
I have stretched
out my hand and no
man regarded.
But you have
set at naught
all my counsel
and with none of
my reproof.
I also
will laugh at your
calamity.
I will mock
when your fear comes.
When your fear
comes as desolation
and your destruction
comes as a whirlwind.
When
distress and anguish
come upon you.
Then
shall they call upon
me, but I
will not answer.
They shall seek
me early, but
they shall not find
me.
For they
that hated
knowledge and
did not choose the
fear of the Lord.
They would
none of my counsel,
they despised
all my reproof.
Therefore
shall they eat of
the fruit of their
own way,
and be filled
with their own devices.
For the
turning away of
the simple shall
slay them,
and the
prosperity
of fools shall
destroy them.
But whoso
hearken unto me
shall dwell
safely, and shall
be quiet
from fear
of evil.
Say, Father,
Father,
I repent
for rejecting
the wisdom
of the
Holy Spirit.
For being
simple in
my mind
and
refusing
the Lord.
For
scorning.
For
foolishly hating
knowledge.
For
refusing to be
corrected.
For
not regarding
the Holy Spirit.
Ignoring
the counsel of
God.
The
counsel of
His Word. I break the power now of the calamity, the desolation, the fear, the destruction that comes like a whirlwind, the distress and the anguish. I thank you, Lord. I repent for hating knowledge. And I thank you, Father, for setting me free. I want your counsel. I'm choosing your knowledge. I'm choosing your ways. Lord, I thank you. I can be delivered of that bad fruit that came from my own devices. And I break these curses in Jesus' name. And now I command these spirits to go in Jesus' name. Just take a deep breath. Come on out. Destruction like a whirlwind. Get out. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Foolishness. Go. 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 Distress. Anguish. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go. 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 Destroyers. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord, I will receive your wisdom and your knowledge and choose your way instead of mine. In Jesus' name. Let my ways become your ways. Become like your way. Let my way be as you want me to be. In Jesus' name. Amen. One proverb. Deliverance happened throughout this house. Just one. There's 31. So I promise you we could go on. We could go on, and one day we will. Okay? That's not for today. But that's for your own life. These are keys. So in essence, the Lord just delivered you a wisdom key. He just delivered you a wisdom key. If you will. Go through and repent. Jerry, many times when she's full of the Word of God, and she said, Lord's told her, when something's wrong, start repenting for what's wrong, even in your physical body. Well, it's in here. It's full of it. Lord is good. Amen? Father, we thank you for that. Let's just go and get any squatters out right quick. Ready? Y'all know what a squatter is? Huh? So if you had a rent house, and somebody was in there and they became a bad tenant and you had to kick them out and they wouldn't leave. They're a squatter. They're not paying. They don't belong there. They're legally supposed to be gone. And the devil's a legalist, so he'll stay in. And if he's got a legal right, you're not getting him out. But I'll tell you, he'll hide to be a squatter. Go ahead, Mom.
I want to say, too, this is how I've gotten most of my deliverance in my 50-some-odd years of being a Christian. If it's something wrong with my body, I'll pull up all the words on
and those that didn't hear that, she said that the most of the deliverance she's had in her life and healings have become when there's a physical problem, she's going to look up in a concordance or do a computer search of the Bible of the body part that's got trouble or the symptom. And then go on and repent according to what the Word of God said. We repented for being foolish. Ignoring the Word of God, ignoring wisdom, and all of that brings, okay? And so when that went on, then and you repented. Now here's the saying. If the devil's not in, he don't come out. So when you start going, or you're burping, and God, that means something was there. But it tells you something was there. So we thank God. Did you have some passion? Go ahead.
First of all, there was somebody back here that came in and put a curse against you and Jerry in the ministry here. So, it's her lead, but I come against that.
Yes.
The authority of this house.
Yes, Lord.
Of this land.
Yes, Lord.
I come against that curse and I reverse it and send it back from whence it came in the name of Jesus. And that person who came in here and cursed this place, let that curse come down on that person, come down hard, so that he knows that the Lord God is here in this place, in the name of Jesus.
And let him be brought to repentance, Lord, that he would serve the living
right.
God, godly sorrow, Father.
If it's all right, I wouldn't like to specifically pray because I went out there and asked him exactly what was going on. And he gave me specifics. And Let me just, I'm sorry. How many of you know when the Lord is moving and God is really doing a work, that the enemy will try to come to derail? And this person was so specific in what he was saying that he literally even spoke against the building itself. And the words that he said, I knew exactly what he was doing. And so the Lord just told me to listen, and then we're going to pray. How many of you know that this is a God-ordained place?
Yes.
Right? And so I want you to stand up, and we're going to pray right now. Right now. And I come against every wicked word, every vicious attack in Jesus' name, specifically because he spoke two names. He spoke against Jerry and he spoke against Randy. Very specific. So I bind every evil word of the enemy and the attack of the enemy right now. I bind the warlock spirit. I bind the witching spirit. I bind the Jezebel spirit. I bind Korah and Cain right now in the name of Jesus. And we even speak against the destructiveness of the words that were sent out, and we send them back to the originator in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that your word will continue to go forth here in power and demonstration. I come against every vicious attack of the enemy right now. And Father God, we thank you for that you're doing. We thank you for life. We thank you for the life of God that will come through the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for protecting your manservant and maidservant right now. And every speaker that comes and dons this pulpit right now, we bind backlash, we bind frontlash, we bind sidelash, every subliminal attack, we bind frontlash right now, and backlash and retaliation in Jesus' name. And every wicked vice of the enemy, we turn it around. We command it to go back to the originator in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, Father God, that your word declares one can put 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000. And it's way more than 2 in here right now. So, Father, even the perimeter of this building, the structure of the building, we come against the enemy that would say it would be demolished in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for your word. And we declare your word that it will continue to go forth. We plead the blood of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you and we praise you for everything that you're doing in this house. Be Lord and be glorified. We pray for Brother Merle, and we pray, God, a hedge of protection around him, around his family, around his wife, around his children, his grandchildren. We bind the enemy that would try to come to attack him even in his body. Oh, God, we thank you for that you're doing. Continue to give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in Jesus' name. And I cover the workers here in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for protecting Kevin and Patty and Crystal and Dan, the children, and Linda. Yes. We thank you, Father God, that they are protected by the blood of Jesus. And no weapon formed against them will prosper. And every tongue that rise up, God, you said you will condemn it in the judgment. This is our heritage, and we thank you and we praise you for victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I take authority here every day when I'm in California.
Amen.
I take authority over this camp.
Yes.
God has given me, he told me, whatever you do, I'll back you. Whatever
Amen.
You say, I'll back you. Whoever comes against you, I will come against it. Now, that was prophecy, but two different people have told
yes.
me that. When I took over this camp, and I come against that person, and I come against any curses, this ground is holy
Thank
ground.
You. Thank you.
Ordained by God. And I will not change what goes on here. And my son will not change what goes on here.
Hallelujah.
This ground was ordained by God to do exactly what we're doing, to set
Hallelujah.
His people free, and that's what we're doing.
Praise
we're
God.
Setting His people free.
Hallelujah.
We're teaching you to become part of the army of God.
Amen.
That's who you are. That's who that comes here. You're part of the
Hallelujah.
Army of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We must be doing something right.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Witchcraft works.
Thank you.
In a few circumstances. It does work. It works if your love walks off. You get unforgiveness and bitterness. It can land. It works in ignorance. You have to respond. We respond with prayer. Something comes, we deal with it. You have to respond. My people perish or are destroyed for lack of knowledge because we've rejected knowledge. And clearly the Word of God shows us. You know, in the book of Acts, when they were astounded at the guy called Simon the Sorcerer, they weren't astounded because it wasn't working. Stuff was happening. But we're to be wise as serpents and harmless as a dove. So we respond and we pray, but listen, I'm going to tell you something, we win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we win. Yeah. Listen, we're covered under the shadow of His wings. He's our front guard, our rear guard, our shield, and our buckler. The Lord is. Amen? And so we just thank you, Lord, and I just ask you to send Christian laborers to surround that man in the name of Jesus and whoever else sent him. We thank you, Father, that all those confederacies be broken up, Lord, and what the enemy meant for harm, you'll turn into good, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We've been, any work like this, listen to me, any work like this, and any work, even if they don't have deliverance understanding, but they're making a difference for the kingdom of God, the enemy is going to raise up agents to come in. And God will use men to bless, and the enemy uses men to try to curse us. It is what it is. Any good work, I promise you. And oftentimes they come, well, that guy exposed himself. A lot of times they come as wolf in sheep's clothing, and a wolf looks like a sheep.
Come on.
You can only know. You're not going to look and find a cone hat on him, you know, and a broom. But sometimes, and we pray before, we pray after, we always pray, and we pray that only who's supposed to be here comes, and nobody comes here who's not supposed to be. And sometimes they show up mm-hmm. as wolves in sheep's clothing. But I'm going to tell you something. God is a merciful God.
Yes, He is.
Sometimes He leads. So look, it's like Gary said, something's going on. Why? God's the way He allows it. So sometimes He allows it to see how we'll handle them. Are we going to be moved? Are we going to be scared of the devil? Are we going to walk in hate? But sometimes He does it to also because maybe these people who are hell-bound, going to hit the pit, can encounter some people that do walk with God. And maybe their eyes will be open and they'll see Him get saved. Either way, we're going to move forward and behold the glory of God. Amen?
Right.
Amen. Spirit of trauma today. I usually come with a lot of weapons. Sometimes I know what I'm going to teach when I get here. Sometimes I don't. But God has a plan. And I believe this body today needs to hear this message and be healed. And I pray, Lord, that you make it fresh to those that have heard it before. And that, Lord, anything that needs uncovering gets uncovered. And that, Lord, your healing virtue flow throughout this room. And you show yourself mighty as our deliverer who comes from Mount Zion. That is you, Jesus. By definition, trauma is an overwhelming life event that renders one helpless and fearing for his or her life. Trauma overwhelms abilities to cope and is outside the range of normal experience. Traumatic experiences typically take place beyond the parameters of collective consciousness. It remains often in the subconscious mind. Sometimes you have traumatic events and you've got them so squashed way down. I mean, they're down, and even forgotten. But it affects you subconsciously.
Trauma can throw into question and destroy healthy beliefs about God, yourself, and others. Trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event, like it is a disaster, an accident, a molestation, a violent encounter in your home or against you. Immediately after the event, sometimes there's shock and denial. It can be typical. Longer-term reactions include amnesia, unpredictable emotions, flashbacks, strained relationships, and even physical symptoms, headaches, nausea, and beyond. How many know when something very traumatic happens to you, you can get fear come in you? And if fear is in you and your hypothalamus is engaged and your adrenaline is flowing when it's not supposed to, your whole body is under stress, even in your daily life, even without something extra going on. And even the world, as you research, there's a guy named Henry Rice, got a book called More Excellent Way, and that's not the world, but he's a pastor, and they've documented a lot of people they pray for and the spirits that come with certain diseases, and about 80% or more is fear, stress. And then the Mayo Clinic, scientifically, when you go back and look through what they say, 80-85% of disease is caused by stress. And I would present to you that if you're stressed, you're not at peace with God. Something's wrong. It can be normal, and it's a normal human reaction to deal with things and move on. But let's look at some specific causes of trauma. Someone could have made you very upset, afraid, or shocked. Serious injury. There's trauma that is an emotional trauma. Bam! Somebody says something, blow to the chest almost. They might as well hit you with a hammer. Something you saw. Something that was spoken. But trauma can also come from a fall, violence in an accident, car wrecks. And you know, I've gotten to where I don't like the word accident much, because that denotes something that happened by chance. And I promise you, two cars don't collide by chance. The enemy got involved. He's the author of confusion. There's a cosmic chess match going on. Cosmic chess match. Now listen, it's not to see who's boss of the universe. That's God. He's not to be dethroned. It's not even a close battle. Listen, shortest battle in history, I promise you, and even pre-recorded history at any time was when the devil tried to ascend above the throne of God. God flicked him out. That's not a battle. The battle's for the souls of men. The chess match is moves being made upon the earth that requires agreement from men one way or another. Okay? That's why it's so important that we agree with God and not the enemy. Not just for our own lives, but collectively for the body of Christ. And then collectively again for the lost people. Because if we don't agree with God, they're in trouble.
Come on.
We're in trouble. They're in trouble.
Amen.
Oftentimes with trauma, there's amnesia as a defense. Research has shown that individuals respond to overwhelming trauma by using a variety of psychological mechanisms. One of the most common means of dealing with pain is try to push it out of awareness. Some label the phenomenon of the process whereby the mind avoids conscious acknowledgement of traumatic experience as dissociative amnesia. I'm going to tell you, when I do studies like this, sometimes I go find out what the world says the symptoms look like. Because the symptoms are there. But then we're going to look at it from the viewpoint of the spiritual realm to see what to do about it. Because there's something better than medicine. Something far better. A more excellent way in the Lord. Other used terms such as repression, dissociative state, traumatic amnesia, psychogenic shock, or motivated forgetting. All that aside, there's a near universal scientific acceptance of the fact that the mind is capable of avoiding conscious recall of traumatic experiences. Amnesia has been reported in combat for crimes, for concentration camp experiences, and torture. Evidence of this process can be found in the early literature of World War I and World War II. Now they call it PTSD, post-traumatic shock syndrome, stress syndrome. But that's for, and it was something just put on people coming back from war. But now they're placing that for all sorts of events. Stress is stress, shock is shock, trauma is trauma. And by the way, what was trauma to you might not be so traumatic to the next person. Vice versa. It will be seen that certain disturbances are common to all, varying from complete obliterations of the past to small parts of it, the process forgetting of the scenes that are occasioning and following the shock. There could be severe headache, mental conditions varying from slight depression to severe stupor. We have seen people, I've seen people that it looks like they're just numb. They're not on any pills. They're not on anything else. They're just totally numb. They may be walking and they may be talking, but it's not much and there's not much response. And it's like dead emotion. Listen, our goal is to put our emotions under the Word of God, not to become dead to emotions. I want you to hear that. We have emotions. God gave us emotions, but they have to be in order. They have to be in balance. And they have to come into subjection to God's Word. But if you walk around not feeling, you're not going to love anybody. And fear ain't going to be conquered. You're going to walk in fear. Even if you're numb. You're just afraid of feeling. We've got to get healed. At times, there's a strong disinclination to talk of the forgotten periods as if it were being actively inhibited or suppressed rather than as if they'd been disassociated. I remember one time when I was a young man in the 20s that actually it was my brother-in-law through a marriage, and his dad had been to the Korean War. And those guys that went to the Korean War, they didn't talk to anybody for the most part. If you knew about the history of the Korean War, they were put up in places to fight the Chinese, and the Chinese come across the border in waves after wave after wave after wave, and they were put on machine guns, and the amount of people they killed was just... And right in front of their face, it wasn't like firing. In most cases, it wasn't. Not that any of that would be stressful, no matter how it had to happen, and bring memories and haunt you without Jesus. But these guys... saw who they were shooting. It wasn't shooting in the jungle. It was, they were coming over the hills and there, and this guy could never even talk. In many cases, whenever the memories disassociated from the normal personality were revived, they accompanied by an outburst of emotion, sometimes of frenzy, but generally of fear. It is natural to thrust aside painful memories, just as natural to avoid dangerous or horrible scenes in actuality. And this natural tendency to banish the distressing is especially pronounced in those whose powers of resistance have been lowered by the long-continued strains of trench life, the shock of explosion, and other catastrophes of warfare. Now, that's talking about warfare on a battlefield. But listen to me. Some of us have been in trench warfare your whole life. Amen. Your home growing up was a war zone. With no peace. Some people molested early and they were their target. Bam, 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 bam. Over and over and over. And some are still in the war. Without peace. And I'm here to tell you today, God wants to take you out of that war. Get you out of the war that'll be with yourself, that'll be that you're getting beat and put you in a place to where you're still in the war, but you're fighting the battle and you're winning the battle because you're in Jesus. Everybody say, Lord.
Lord.
I'm not staying in any trench.
I'm not staying in any trench.
That the devil put me in.
The devil put me in.
I'm coming out.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
People can encourage you to forget and move on. And there's obviously a need to move on with life. Listen to me. Without the healing power of Jesus, you might move on, but you're still attached to the event. You're attached to the people. And you have the spirits that invade with every traumatic experience. Talking about Holocaust survivors whose children hid from the Nazis. It says, as children, they were encouraged not to tell, but lead normal lives and forget the past. The most pervasive preoccupation of child survivors is the continuing struggle with memory, whether there's too much or too little. Oftentimes, people can't remember. I don't even remember the, you know, I'm not saying for me, but you'll hear people say, I can't remember the first 10 years of my life. I don't remember what happened between 5 and 15. And if you're getting too much, you're getting a replay. Something for me, it just brings it back. For a child survivor today, an even more vexing problem is the intrusion of fragments of memory. Most are emotionally powerful and painful, but make no sense. They seem to become more frequent with time and are triggered by thousands of subtle or not so subtle events. Here's a quote from one. So much of my childhood between the ages of 4 and 9 is blank. It's almost as if my life was smashed into little pieces. The trouble is, when I try to remember, I come up with so little. The ability to forget was probably my way of surviving emotionally as a child. Even now, when anything unpleasant happens to me, I have a mental garbage can in which I put all the bad stuff and forget it. I'm still afraid of being hungry. I never leave my house without some food. Again, I don't remember being hungry. I asked my sister and she said we were hungry. So I must have been, I just don't remember. So this particular lady couldn't even leave her house without food. Had no memory of being hungry, but something inside of her was causing her to make sure to take food with her. Trauma will work to maintain the open wound for demonic activity, including confusion, insecurity, betrayal, dissolution. Say, Lord, I break the power of confusion, insecurity, betrayal, and dissolution. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Cases of trauma open up the individual for sexual abuse, bullying, domestic violence, indoctrination, alcoholism, addictions. Seeing death can bring spirits of death and terror and fear of death. People go up and get upon, listen, so you get policemen, you get ambulance people, you get firemen that get upon scenes that are horrible scenes. And sometimes they dream about those things, or they're tormented at night, or they get visions. I had a man tell me that he called me aside, he was a pastor, and he was a chaplain in the police department, and he got a call from to go out to a place where a man had committed suicide, and when he got there, it turned out to be a good friend.
Oh, Jesus.
And obviously, he saw blood. And 6 months later, if he saw something that looked like blood, even in food, it would trigger him. When I prayed for him, we broke this and that stopped. But sometimes if you see, listen, so even moving forward, we're going to do deliverance here, right? But I did this, and I believe, Lord, because the goal, we want you to keep coming back here. We do. Back here to be a blessing, continue to get deliverance. But the goal is that you walk out your deliverance and home.
Amen.
That's right.
And you teach others to walk out their deliverance and home. Send them here if they come here. Bring them here. We're delighted to help. But the goal is that you walk out a life of freedom.
Amen.
Whether you ever come back here or not. The goal is the kingdom. So if you see something that you shouldn't have seen, and listen, this it's a whole other subject, but if you see somebody's body parts that you shouldn't have seen, ask God to remove that vision. We live in a world where things get displayed that don't need to be displayed. You see something traumatic, an accident, something happened. Father, I just thank you, Lord. We exchange these images for the image of Jesus Christ. That'll save somebody some night problems if you get it. These are computers. And far more powerful than any computer. Okay? We have untapped. We're not even tapping into what the brain can do. And praise God we can't, because it would be a terrible thing for Jesus to come. You hear me? But it's still, whatever you see is there. And sometimes the enemy, if he can find a weakness in you, will pull that up. We can get rid of it. Seeing death can bring spirits of death and terror and fear of death. So I break the power of spirits of death and terror and fear of death. Trauma can be replayed emotionally, even if the memory is repressed. Certain events can trigger unexpected anger, with the danger of anger always present. Triggers can bring fear, resulting in panic attacks. Undealt with trauma can bring numbness. I explained that earlier. Or the need to be numb. So, nothing's dealt with in the spiritual realm with Jesus, with the power of the Holy Spirit. So, but you don't want to feel that way, so you got to take something to numb you. Oh, there's that anger just on the surface. I'm telling you, it is there. Maybe it's a bit, but boy, bam, it can come up at any moment. Sometimes the root of that is trauma. Emotional flatness, that's that numbness. There can be a preoccupied, distant, coldness, despair, loss of self-esteem. There can be replay. Instead of shut down and hidden, there's replay. You get images. Smells, tastes, images brought back. It's called replay. We break it in Jesus' name. Say, Lord,
I break the power
of any emotional flatness, being preoccupied, being distant, being cold, in despair. I break the power of every spirit that would take away the value that Jesus placed on me at the cross. I break the power of paranoia, sleeplessness, insomnia. In the name of Jesus, I rest in you, Lord. Shock can follow a traumatic experience and bring its own stupor, anxiety, overactivity, agitation, impaired judgment, confusion, detachment, depression. Say, Lord, I break the power of shock. Stupor. Anxiety. Overactivity. Agitation. Impaired judgment. Confusion. Detachment. And depression. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Luke 2:32. A light for revelation of the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. That's Jesus. John 12:46. I've come into the world as a light that everyone that believes on me may not abide in darkness. Mark 4:22. For there is nothing hidden which shall not be made manifest, nor does any secret thing take place but that it should come to light. The Lord can bring things to the light, but you've got to let Him do it. You've got to let Him do it. I told everybody who was in here Thursday night, if you come in here, come to the table, be honest. Let God show you things. How many know He's for you and not against you?
Amen.
That you can trust Him?
Yes, sir.
Here's the problem. If it stays hidden, it never gets dealt with. And you keep repeating. Things have to come up. There are some times and some people that are so hurt that their process is longer than others in what God will reveal. Okay? Because here's the deal. If you were in the military and you went out and conquered some foreign country, and you conquered that land, or even if it was your own land, you took it back, but there was 20 million people there and you had 200 to guard it, you'd be in pretty bad shape trying to keep it. Okay? So it is with us. We got to take territory and then hold it. You got to take territory. Your territory is lies. I'm going to put it to you now, even a whole picture of deliverance in another realm. Another analogy. If you had a house, and the house had many rooms, and the house has an owner, doesn't have two owners, has one owner. That house either belongs to the enemy or belongs to Jesus. When you become born again, the house belongs to Jesus. But it's got many rooms. And in some of those rooms, different compartments of your thought process could be occupied by the enemy. It's like if I go and rent a hotel room, well, while I'm in that hotel room, I turn on the lights, I turn off the lights, I turn on the TV, I turn off the TV, I control the air conditioning, I get the shower. The owner of the hotel doesn't do it.
Come on.
So understanding that in your house are places that even though the whole house belongs to Jesus, there can be places where certain rooms, the enemy has varying levels of control. So the gospel, the good news, has reached the house as a whole. The good news is that there's an answer for sin. And He is the Savior. And we've accepted Him and we've received Him and He's taken ownership of the house. But maybe that good news that He's your healer hadn't reached the healing room. Mm-hmm. That He's the deliverer hadn't reached that room over here. Or maybe parts of this room, you know, this room's got fear, and this room's got anger, and this room's got rejection, and maybe fear and some rejection has been dealt with, but that anger room is still there, under enemy control. So we want to get these rooms cleared out. Amen?
Yeah.
Hidden wounds bound by trauma manifest in unholy actions and hindrances that prevent us from being all that we can be in Christ. The Lord is the light who shall bring up these hidden works of darkness. Everybody who will say, Father, I'm asking you for the power of the Holy Spirit to shine His light down into the depths of my soul and expose any place where trauma has wounded me, where I've been wounded, and trauma is set up along with these other spirits. Expose the enemy so he can be routed, his works destroyed, the demons cast out, and I can be healed. I give you permission in Jesus' name. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. My question to you, and I believe you just answered it if you prayed with me, but are you willing to ask, to seek, and to knock? You know, this kingdom of God is one in which He does, it's all about Him. It is. But at the same time, it's about the choices we make. Do I give Him access? Do I confess? We have to agree with Him for His kingdom to move in our life.
Amen.
Will you ask Him? Will you keep seeking? Will you keep knocking? We have a friend and she has an exercise she does, and I believe it's a good one, but she'll just say, Lord, Father, would you show me what lie I'm believing about myself today?
Yep.
What lie
yep.
am I believing today? I think if we did that every day, we'd probably get an answer every day. Because this thing is deep. But we can get freer and freer and believe less and less and less and less of His lies. We need to ask the Lord to show us any open wound left in our lives. When there are open wounds, we face the issue of commonality. That means you can be affected by spirits similar in nature to what has invaded our wounds. We need to give Him permission to heal us and ask Him what we need to do as part of the healing. We just did this. But I want to explain to you commonality. That same friend of ours, she was a nurse and she traveled around through East Texas. And she had this one place as a clinic she'd stop in. And when she'd go in there, it had a Buddha in there. And every time she'd go in there, she'd come out, she'd be sick. And about the third or fourth time, she said, Lord, why? What is going on? Why am I getting sick in there? The Lord brought an instant image to her doing yoga when she was 16 years old. See, she had something in common, so it could affect her. When Callie, my wife, and when she first came to me, and she was a crack addict, and I didn't know she's going to be my wife. That's another story. But the Lord used me to help get her delivered. And in those early years, He did. He delivered her from crack. He delivered her, and we began the process of walking out our deliverance together, especially after we got married. I found out how undelivered I was. But but she was delivered of the crack. The demons were gone. She wasn't addicted anymore, but she wasn't fully healed of the wounds. And so at that point, when we would drive through a crack town, how many know that if you've been down a path, you can kind of sense when things are going on there? Okay? Mm-hmm. It's because they're familiar spirits. You know what that feels like. They're in that town. So when we would drive through a place that was a crack town, in the early years, she wanted to get out of here. Let's get on out of here. I like the way this feels. But once she got healed, now we can drive through town. We just pray. I know when it's crack town. I know it's a meth town. No, I know. Even though I wasn't cracked, I got to know by the Spirit of God. I can feel it. I know. But you got to get healed of things. If all we do is get the demons out, you don't get healed of your wounds, the demons are going to reinfest the wounds. We need both. We need to be healed. We need delivered. And by the way, if you were to get some kind of healing and didn't get the demons out, they're just going to tear the wounds back open. We got to have both. There's a place sometimes, man, God can heal, bam, instantly things change. Sometimes you got a part to walk out. So everybody in this room, if you're here, maybe you got an issue you're still walking out. Ask God what I need to do to help them. What's my part to do to walk this healing out? For some of you, it's tell somebody else you're sorry. Humble yourself. For some of you, it just means pray. Some people so toxic, you don't need to go tell them you're sorry. But maybe you need to pray for them every day. And every time you go, pray for them. And you know what I'm talking about, don't you? When you think about their name or what they did. Or you start telling somebody and all of a sudden your face don't know. Those are signs. We look for them, you know. And we look for them. I mean, we hear somebody start telling a story about the injustice done to them and boy, when they're hurting and all that's going on. Well, you're not healed. Your spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. Once you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in your spirit. Now you have a right to walk out the privileges of God and get free. You have a right. He's giving you benefits. I don't want to neglect His great benefits. But you have the privilege to start to walk out freedom so we can repent. We can cast out demons. Listen to me. Cast out demons. If you're going to have to choose to do something different that's going to involve your body in order to be free, it takes all of it. And the body part is sometimes simply, I'm not going to cuss you when you talk ugly to me. I'm going to turn around and go over here. And I will say, oh God, forgive me. Forgive that. I'm going to turn around. I'm not going to eat the extra plate of Chinese food. Okay? Or whatever. If you're going to get delivered of cigarettes, and we pray and we cast those demons out, if you're going to keep those cigarettes in your car, you ain't going to get free. You're not going to stay free. You're going to smoke them.
Yes, sir.
It's crucifying the flesh. That's where we have to make choices. So listen, if it's an anger issue, every time you choose not to return evil for evil, you're offering your body's lifting sacrifice to the Lord.
Thank you.
But there may be something specific. Listen, those are actions that you have to take as part of this walk. And listen, the more you dominate the enemy, the more you say no, the more you just say yes to God and no to the enemy, the more you begin to dominate him, the less you're tempted. Doesn't mean he quits tempting you, but the thing you used to have to fight every hour on the hour, now it's every 3 hours. And then you keep doing it, and it's every 5 hours or 10 hours or every other day or once a week. Because you begin to dominate the enemy, and the character of God is formed inside of you, and he doesn't have the common thing with you. The demons are looking for something in common so they can make you into their character. They want to impart their character into you. We can get free, and freer and freer. We need to apply the blood of Jesus to any remaining open wounds as the Lord takes us through the process. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I apply
the
blood of Jesus to any wounds
that I have
in Jesus' name. And I
thank you, Lord,
for healing me.
I submit
to your process
and your timing.
One of the things that happens to people is they get these demons, cast these demons out. Hey, we're trying to give you instruction. Crucify your flesh. You've got to go walk it out. But you're going to be tempted. And sometimes you might fail. And if you fall for the lie that ain't nothing changed, I'm the stealer. Listen, you're changing. We're a process. You put your boots back on, pull up your bootstraps, and you go back to work. Walking it out with God. He's doing a work. Say, Lord, you haven't started a good work that you're not going to finish. Matthew 18:19, again I say to you that if two of you shall agree on the earth concerning any matter whatsoever it may be that they shall ask, it shall come to them from my Father who is in the heavens. I'm asking you, body of Christ, right here, do you agree that trauma and all associated spirits have to go? I'm going to ask again. Do you agree that trauma and all associated spirits have to go? All right. We have agreement. Ephesians 5:8. For you were once in darkness, but now light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Are you willing to walk in the light? I'm going to ask again. Are you willing to walk in the light? Let's pray. You don't have to bow your heads. We're going to go through deliverance now. But we're praying together. You'll be getting delivered as we pray, and then we'll call demons out. But just pray with me. Some of you that have hung your head in shame all your life, when you pray, you need to start looking up.
Amen.
This is okay. It's a sign of reverence to God. The Bible never told us to do it. Nowhere. But I can see. You know it's in there, show it to me. I'll change the statement. But I'm not saying it's wrong to bow your head, but listen, some of you that have walked in shame, you need to be looking up. Because your Father is the glory and the lifter of your head. And He's not under, He's up. Amen? Thank God He's in here. Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, you're the God of
Abraham,
Isaac, and Jacob.
All
glory is yours.
Glory.
You're my deliverer, my shield and buckler. You're my front guard. You're my rear guard. I come to you now
in the name
of our awesome King Jesus and ask you as a little child
for your light
to shine into my life. Lord Yahweh, in Jesus' name, I'm asking you
to
reveal
the open wounds
from trauma and shock in my life. I'm asking you for healing. I'm asking you to show them to me. Because I'm a child of your light, not of darkness. I'm asking you to show me what I need to do as part of the healing process. I'm asking you for your strength in Christ Jesus to help me as we walk this out. Now listen, you just said, as we walk this out, you're not alone. This is not a journey without help. We're walking it out with the Lord. Where I've sinned,
myself,
as a result of these wounds, I take responsibility and ask for the gift of godly sorrow that leads to repentance. I declare in advance that it is my choice of my will to forgive everyone, including myself. Lord, in advance
for
your love and grace
in
granting me victory over darkness. I thank you, Lord, that from this day forward, trauma will not be the glue that binds wounds open and demons together, as trauma has no place in me. I bind the strong man signed against me in Jesus' name. I apply the blood of Jesus to any open wound. I bind, I break all demonic, satanic, Luciferian shields and seals. I submit to your Lordship, Jesus, and believe that according to Luke 10:19, you've given me authority over all the power of the enemy. I believe you have commanded me and all believers to cast out demons. I agree that as these spirits are called out, that they all have to leave, whose legal rights have been broken, even the squatters, and all that Jesus wants out of me today. I agree that all similar spirits to what's called out, and all that are working in agreement with what's called out, have to go. I believe that God, my Father in heaven, is for me, not against me. I believe where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I receive salvation and deliverance of the Lord. Say, Lord, I break now all unholy soul ties with everyone who traumatized me in word and with deed. And I break unholy soul ties with everyone involved in any other trauma in my life. I send their souls where they belong. I call mine back to me, covered in the blood of Jesus. I command now every spirit transferred in the soul time to go in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and let them go. I now separate trauma from the following spirit: amnesia, disassociation, shock, suppression, severe headache, frenzy, fear, lurking fear, paranoia, insomnia, nightmares, terror, horror, stress, severe stress, moderate stress, trifling stress, painful memory, flashback, replay. Now get out, all of you, in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Come out, trauma. Come out, trauma, first. Get out, trauma, in the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Let them go. Let them go. Fear, lurking fear, paranoia, insomnia, nightmares. Get out. Terror, horror, performance. Get out, in the name of Jesus. Get out. Stress of every kind. Get out, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let them go. Let them go, in the name of Jesus. Bullying, I break your power. Physical abuse, job abuse. Get out. Sexual abuse, get out, in the name of Jesus. Verbal abuse, get out. That are the words of their parents, father's words, mother's words, husband's words, wife's words. Get out, in the name of Jesus. Ex-wife's words, ex-husband's words. Get out, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Violator, go, in the name of Jesus. Every blow to the chest. Everybody say, I take this hammer. Every hammer. Out of my chest. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. Go, 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 go. Incest. Go. Unclean. Go. Molester. Go. Violator. Go. Insecurity. Go. Confusion. Bipolar. Get out. Get out. Get out. Double-mindedness. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name. Now get out anger. Get out seething anger. Get out agitation. Get out betrayal. Get out revenge. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Take a deep breath. Come on, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Say, Lord, I renounce all fear. Unforgiveness.
Jealousy.
Shame. Fractured identity. Rejection. Self-hatred. Numbness. Emotionally flat. Dazed. Despair. Hyperactive. I command all these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on out, fear. Come on out, anxiety. Come on out, panic. Come on out, terror. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Numbing. Emotionally flat. Stunned and numb. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Shock. Dazed. Despair. Hyperactive. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Depression. Unforgiveness. Bitterness. Hatred. Jealousy. Murder. Shame. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Lost identity. False identity. Fractured identity. Rejection. Come on out. Self-hatred. Come on out. Give a deep breath. Get. In the name of Jesus. Death, go. Death from seeing death. Say, Lord, I ask you to exchange every image I've seen of death in any form. In hospitals, in accidents, in funeral homes, with anybody, anywhere. Exchange the death for the image of Jesus Christ. And I break the power of death. I break the power of trauma that holds death in. Command death to go. Now go. Get out. Death, trauma, trauma and death. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Death from sin. Death. Death from wages of sin. Death from loss of a loved one. Bondage. Control. Witchcraft. Sorcery. Manipulation. Rebellion. Domination. Bullying. Get out, death. In the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Say, Lord, I'm asking you, send your angels, your warriors, to swing their swords and cut out any remaining spirit, any stubborn one, everyone you want out today in this ministry right now. They have to go in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that as you do, I'm getting free. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on. Out, 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 out. Lord, thank you. Your angels swing their swords. Cut out those toe holes, tentacles, grips, bites. I've been them to split. Multiply. Clone. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. In the name of Jesus. Especially the shame. Especially the guilt. Everybody say this. Say, Lord. And look, it's like a cloak on your head. It's just off faith. Say, Lord, I take off shame. And I give it to you, Jesus. It doesn't belong to me. Now take a deep breath. Shame, let him go. Shame, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Shame and shame. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, go. Can't believe I acted like that. Get out of there. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Now raise your hands if you would, church. I speak life to God's people. I ask you to cleanse your body of any toxins and chemicals released through trauma. Say, Lord, cleanse me of the toxins and the chemicals and restore damaged DNA. Heal my immune system. Erase the unholy pictures and the words and the sensual memory. I ask you, Lord, to remove any disorder, disease, disharmony from my body. I receive healing in the name of Jesus. Cleanse my skin. Cleanse my eyes. Cleanse my ears. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my lungs. Cleanse my lungs. Cleanse my liver. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe by your Spirit you can help me to love you with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my strength, and to love my neighbors as I love myself. Now take another deep breath. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Now I command every bit of trauma, shock, terror to come out of their muscles, ligaments, tendons, bones, marrow, heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, bowels, spleen, pancreas, appendix. Get out and out of the reproductive organs in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you shut off improper vital flight and reset the hypothalamus, Lord. Reset the amygdala in the name of Jesus. Come out of their eyes. Come out of their nose. Come out of their ears. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Pour out your spirit. Raise your hands one more time. Father, I thank you for pouring in your spirit. Pour out your spirit on God's people. Fill their voice. Fill the voids up, Lord. Fill them with your glory. In Jesus' name. Fill them with your love. Say, I receive it, Lord. I receive your healing. Lord, I thank you that you heal my heart. Every place it's been broken. Heal my soul. Heal my emotions. I give you permission to reorder me and build me and make me just like you want me. And I trust you in the process. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for your people. Thank you for the willingness to let you be God in their lives. And Lord, I thank you that your promise is that you reward those that diligently seek you. And I believe they've come here diligently seeking you. So show yourself strong, Lord. Show yourself mighty. You're mighty in battle. You've already been doing it, but I thank you, Lord, that you're exceedingly abundantly more than we could hope or ask for. So, Father, I bless them. I bless them. I bless your people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless them, Lord. I thank you. Your name is on them. You put your name on them, Lord. You show them your face. That your love flows out. They know how much they're loved. They know how much they're cared for. And they have their hope and their purpose in you and the plans that you have for their life, Lord. And each one will grab a hold of the fact that each one in here is a difference maker here on the earth. Salt and light. I thank you that their families change, their marriages change. And no place and no thing is hopeless as long as you're the God of Israel. And you're a big God forevermore. You're God the beginning. You're God before there was even what we call a beginning. And you're God all the way through. You are holy and you're mighty and you're powerful. And we love you and bless you. And I thank you for your anointing that destroys the yokes, even ongoing, Lord. Even ongoing. And Father, I ask you to bless the food here. Bless the food. Bless the fellowship, Lord. Let the saints love one another, Lord. Let our words be words that magnify you in all that we do. And Lord, I thank you that within each person here will be the sure knowledge that their words matter. And the quickening of the Holy Spirit if something's being said that doesn't need to be said. Both here, at dinner, the days to come, and the rest of their lives. Let them be life speakers. Release life into the atmospheres in their homes. Release life over themselves. And let God arise, Yahweh, and the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.